The Haines State Forestry Office is set to close temporarily this winter, sometime between November and February. Earlier this year, the state zeroed out funding for the Haines office, and one forester lost his job. The division scraped money together to keep one local forester in Haines, but that funding is tenuous and doesn't cover a full year salary.
Set the saw down!
Scott Rossman is sawing and hauling Sitka spruce logs on a rainy morning. Rossman is owner and operator of the Stump Company, and he's worked in the Haines timber industry for 27 years. He makes firewood, supplies saw logs to local mills, and logs home-building timber.
Mostly just stuff to do with trees, all from the state forest almost exclusively.
There are half a dozen local timber operators, which forester Greg Palmieri says make up most of the market here.
That's been the case. Over the last dozen years or so, primarily we've sold all our timber. Well, I should say entirely, we sold all our timber to local operators.
In the current budget situation, the revenue from local operators might not be enough to keep the Haines Forestry Office alive.
You know, that's the point we're at in the division is the offices that generate the revenue are the offices that are going to get the staffing.
That's State Forestry Director Chris Mache.
And right now, how does the Haines office compare?
It doesn't really register very well on that funding piece compared to some of the other offices in Southeast, especially the Ketchikan office. It's not even in the ballpark.
That's horse.
Again, Scott Rossman.
When I buy this thing up at 39 Mile, I'll have spent about $20,000 this year so far paying the state for trees. Now, in Ketchikan, they're putting them on a ship and they're going to China and they're selling big sales and they say $400,000 they generate down there. Well, my 20 somehow, you know, generated who knows how many millions of dollars worth of houses and you know, and I keep saying we, but it's everybody. It's all us little guys. And that's what I'm saying. There's value to that versus sticking it on a boat down there.
When I talked to Palmieri in September, he said the financial situation for the Haines office is tenuous.
I have some good days and some bad days, I guess. The uncertainty, I have to let that go at a personal level.
He doesn't know if he'll be working next month or in 6 months or in a year. But Mache says one thing they do know is that it's not possible to fund the state forester position in Haines this winter, although he doesn't have set dates for when the closure will happen. Rossman is trying to prepare for this. He has a timber purchase at 39 Mile he plans to take care of before Palmieri leaves. That should get his business through the winter.
My fear is when February rolls around, we're right in the middle of budget battles in Juneau, right again. And I can see somebody going, well, there's not anybody in Haines right now. What do we need to put anybody back there for? Don't rehire them.
The pressure is definitely for continued cuts, you know, throughout the department. It just remains to be seen specifically how any of those cuts might affect, you know, our division and the Haines office.
Mache says he's going to try to keep the position funded at about 8 months of the year. He says one thing that would support keeping staff in the Haines office is the proposed Baby Brown timber sale. That 855-acre sale would be the largest in the Haines State Forest in decades. But Rossman wishes the people making budget decisions saw the value of smaller sales from local operators.
Up the food chain, we mean nothing. Nothing. There's no value whatsoever to what we do to them.
During the 3 or 4 months without any staff at the Haines office, Mache says forestry matters will be managed from Juneau or Ketchikan.
And, you know, ideally it would be with a forester there in Haines doing that and providing those services. That would be our first choice, but I've not been appropriated the resources to allow that to occur. So I've got to do the best we can with the resources we've been allocated.
Rossman says the uncertainty around the local forestry office is something that worries him on a near daily basis. He doesn't know how his business will be affected if the state cuts Palmieri's job in the next budget cycle. For now, Rossman will keep making firewood to heat homes for the winter and hope Palmieri is back in the chair at the forestry office come spring. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.